Welcome to the first episode of Kinda Funny's The Fast and the Furious in Review.
Woo!
I'm Tim Geddes. This is Andy Cortez. Hey, we got Kevin Coelho. We got Greg Miller.
My manifold never fails!
There we go. And we got Nick Scarpino rounding out
about a half mile at a time.
Quarter mile.
I live my life about a half mile.
For those 10 seconds, nothing else matters. We raced for a minute and a half.
14 minutes we raced that 10-second fucking quarter mile.
My favorite thing about Vin Diesel in this movie is that he's not like...
He's a normal human.
He's a normal human. Yeah. And it's like, he doesn't have that much of a, oh, I sound like a crazy idiot.
No, Vin Diesel has two speeds of this.
And angry Vin Diesel.
It's so bad. Man, I tell you, I'm going to eat crow on this one because I was like, we'll get to it in a second. But my most fascinating thing watching this movie with a critical eye was I was like, I used to think that Paul Walker was the worst actor in this movie. He's probably one of the best.
Oh, you're fucking
everyone is fucking terrible.
They're all 17.
They're all 34-year-olds playing 17-year-olds.
Well, there's a nice mix in there. Vince in there, I'm like, yo, you an old ass man. And also, why are you wearing so much fishnets?
Also, why?
Who knew that fucking whoever was playing in Thor Ragnarok watched this movie like, we should make Thor look like Vince. We should really just give him that haircut and beard.
Oh my God, I love it so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kinda Funny's In Review, where we take a movie franchise and watch all the movies, review them, rank them. We've done it for the MCU. We've done it for X-Men. We've done it for the Spider-Man movies. Now we're doing it for the Fast and Furious series, and I could not be more happy proud.
But like, why did they make everyone speak in car speak? Why is
it's a car movie?
You're running on fumes right now, O'Connor.
What? Yeah, okay. Dude. Not really, but like Ted Levine, I think is his name, or Ted, the guy who played Buffalo Bill, who's always everyone's lieutenant or whatever. Every line of his is car dialogue, and I'm like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Get in the fucking world, dude.
Also, they're like, these guys have stolen $2 million worth of DVDs, but VCRs. This operation's costing us $2 million a day. So let's hurry up and catch these motherfuckers.
I can only keep these truckers at bay so long. I am on a CB radio every night, O'Connor, talking to the truckers.
We
almost got him. We're gonna get guns. We're gonna get guns soon. How much
guns are gonna get guns this time? Because these fucking street racers keep knocking us over, and they're really hard to spot.
They're green daylight with the green glow. It's like, the why would they have like they're trying to like do a covert like heist thing. Why are they like, we have this signature green glow? Yeah.
Oh, why is Batman dressed like a bat? Fear. You fucking see the Wicked Witch pulling up on you in a Honda Civic. Like, what the fuck?
That's some real shit.
Change the light to red, like, oh, different guys.
Officer, that looks a lot like him, but they had green.
Yeah.
No one has got that technology.
You can watch this show live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, 11 a.m. Or you can watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Or if you want to listen to the podcast, you can search podcast services for Kind of Funny Reviews. All of our review products will be there. It's fantastic. Great time for everybody. I'm very, very excited about this. Fast and Furious, a franchise very near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah.
To the core of what Kind of Funny is, I would say, family. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy that, we've done MCU, we did X-Men, we did Spider-Man. All of those, I feel like, the majority of people have seen. I feel like this is one of those franchises that people are going to join us on a journey for their very first time, including Barrett Courtney.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
It's awesome. Also, the first three are available right now on Netflix.
On Netflix. So that's a nice convenient thing for really everybody.
Useful. I was talking about, I'm like, hey, man, this is like the first time this has ever worked out for us. Yeah. Or I went to Netflix to search for a specific movie and it was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I probably spent like $148 on the MCU.
So here's the thing. This is The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
The first one.
I love this movie.
Released on June 22nd, 2001.
Yeah.
Before 9/11.
Tell you what. Wow. If you'd have told me this movie was released mid-90s, I would have believed you.
Totally.
But this is part of the charm of this film, right? I'm being super critical right now. I love this fucking movie. I loved watching this movie again. But you go back and you see it and you're like, what was the art direction behind this movie? Everything?
Yeah,
everything.
The music.
We have hip hop. We have the '90s. Like fucking Limp Bizkit. Like, we have
Limp Bizkit.
The Matrix soundtrack is in there someplace. Yes, Ja Rule everywhere.
In the first,
what the fuck?
The first fucking race. We had three songs in the span of 15 seconds.
No, when they go,
it
to
was
the,
one song, and then it was rolling, and then it was another song, back to back to back.
That's not even.
But there
the
was
race.
No like art direction.
It's not like
that's
when
the they
race.
Pull up to the big place, which, by the way, would have been a perfect place to have a street race because there's nothing but space. And they're like, no, we got to go to the street.
We got to go
to
the street.
That's cooler.
It's a street race.
But they pull up and it's every time. I think the concept was, and they did it in Tokyo Drift a little bit, where like you get there and you get the feeling of like with that song where you're seeing all the engines, but it's all the same type of car and type of like racers. This one, I think they were like, oh, everyone should have their own soundtrack.
Yeah.
But instead of hard cuts, it just kind of blended in with each other.
What's Hector's song going to be?
Yeah.
Turn on alternative radio.
I loved it, though. I love that.
I love the idea that everybody's cars are like, they're their fucking persona. Gundam or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like so-and-so shows up with like the pink one. It's like, oh, that's cool, man.
Well, what's so funny is this, I mean, this franchise obviously has transformed over the years, but this movie, it's iconic for so many reasons. And I feel like it really did introduce street race culture into just everyone's lives.
But I can't help but think that this movie is sort of like the West Side Story of street, like what West Side Story is to gangs. Like this movie is to street car racing.
It's funny you say that, Nick, because today, so for people that haven't listened to the show before, this is a podcast, but we do podcasts within a podcast. And we're going to introduce a couple new ones in this, including something I'd like to call the Facts of the Furious.
Do you want me to sing it right now?
Yeah.
We got some information if you're curious. So here's the facts of the Furious. Facts of the Furious.
Really good. We got Mel Felker tweeted at me and was just like,
hey. Made up name. That's not a real person.
Hi, Mel. Mel Felker.
Mel Felker. I'm hanging out with Joe Scrabbles and we're going to Miggity Moops tonight.
Miggity Moops, my favorite Mel pizza.
Mel_Fell_ on Twitter tweeted at me, was like, if you're going to keep doing Easter eggs, you got to call them the Facts of the Furious. I'm like, damn, that is
true. Really good.
So Nick, here's a fact for you. The filmmakers pitched the project as West Side Story with cars instead of singing.
Fuck yeah.
And they utilized themes and situations from both Point Break and Donnie Brasco in the script as well.
This is a blatant ripoff of Point Break, and I'm okay with it.
It's funny you say that, because at one point in the movie, Dom, Vin Diesel, and Brian, Paul Walker, visit a restaurant called Neptune's Net. The real-life restaurant located along the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu is the same place where Lori Petty's character Tyler works in Point Break.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good.
So they're aware. They know what's up.
I haven't thought about it in so long. Like, if I've seen the seed that was the Fast and the Furious get planted in the womb and then grow into a baby of all these movies.
Milk out of the nipples.
So I haven't thought about like the actual like narrative thread of the Fast and Furious. And we put it on. We're watching. It was me, Jen, and Lucy. And Lucy's watching. She's like, when he turned out to be a cop, she's like, oh, he was an undercover cop. And then it was like, wait, this is Point Break.
It's Point Break, but without the skydiving scene. But it's okay.
But instead, dope scenes, fucking cars going underneath trucks. So cool.
Yeah, but those trucks are too high.
By the way, this is the beginning of the movie, so we can kick off the plot.
No, before we get in there, released on June 22nd, 2001, directed by Rob Cohen, who also directed Dragonheart.
Oh yeah,
he did. XXX.
Yep.
Stealth,
great movie.
The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
Wow. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Do you watch that?
What a lineup.
That was the one with Jet Li.
Did you watch it?
I think I fell asleep in the theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
And most recently, The Hurricane Heist.
Rob Cohen also
makes an appearance in the movie as a pizza delivery guy.
Pizza boy.
No, but I like it. He's like, damn street racers. Like they're everywhere. Like this is just the thing that people have to deal with in LA.
It's a different world.
Like it's X-Men or
like
something.
These
muties are everywhere.
What a fucking terrible line of dialogue. This is what I love about the Fast and Furious series. Mm-hmm. Is that this movie is just so absurd. It's lovable.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It just pushes it right over the top. You're like, you know what? I'm in. Fuck it.
A budget of... Nick, I want you to take a guess. What was the budget for this movie?
$1,500 and Vin Diesel swore he'd clean your car.
$38 million.
Oh, which, wow.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah.
How
much did it make?
$207 million.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Runtime,
which is good because the next one, I'm pretty sure, tanked like crazy.
So I wonder how many copies of Need for Speed Underground they sold.
Seriously, that's what I'm saying. Like, this inspired people to be like, you know what? Street Race is cool. We need neon lights.
Yeah.
And I'm all about those neon lights.
Yeah, but then people went too far. Didn't, like, Twisted Metal 3 come out and, like, with the chrome everything?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Was that around that time?
No.
Isn't there a Twisted Metal that's, like, all chrome on the cover? Don't worry about it. Let's move on.
Runtime of 1 hour and 46 minutes. Now, here's the thing. This is the first time that I'm saying this on this show, but I feel like we should avoid future spoilers for the movies.
Oh.
If we're going to bring something up that spoils something in another movie, and I'm talking about significant, like you guys know what we're talking about here, right? Don't spoil things because Barrett's never seen it. There's going to be a whole bunch of people that are watching for the first time. So if we're going to spoil something, make sure you say that you're going to spoil something and give people time to cover their ears and all that stuff. And then
Barrett, jump out the window.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Well, like, but as much as possible, avoid the spoiler talk.
Wait, did Barrett not watch today's?
He watched today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're saying we can spoil today. One.
Don't spoil the future.
I'm just making sure the
don't talk about Michelle Rodriguez being a car.
I'm saying
definitely don't talk about
kill me, dog. Oh my God.
I look like a female, but I'm
so there you go, Nick. Now you can hit it off.
Jesus, I'm all metal.
Do you remember seeing this in theaters?
Yeah.
God, I remember seeing this. Me and my friends at AMC Cantera sitting there watching this, and it's when they do the fucking, when they kick in the Johnny Tran's house door and like arrest him or whatever, and they're playing the fucking Rhino's music from ECW. Yeah. We're like, fuck yes.
What a name. I remember seeing this in theaters being like, I don't think I liked Fast and Furious until 3. Like, I don't think I really gave a shit about it until 3. Mm. 3 happened, and I was like,
no way.
I was like, you know what? I kind of like the series. And I went back and watched the first two. I'm like, okay, they're endearing to me right now.
Yeah. It was.
But man, the first time I saw this movie, I'm like, this is just, it's like if a child wrote his childhood fantasy of having cool cars and getting cool
girls.
And
I was in sixth grade, and it was fucking everything,
it's
Nick.
So bad.
It was
so
everything. Cool. And my friends were just talking about NOS all the time. Why?
I remember the most explosive.
I watched it as a kid, and then when we had, I guess when Fate of the Furious is coming out, you gave me the job to rewatch the whole series. And I hadn't seen the first one since I was like in middle school or whatever. I enjoyed it more this time around than the most recent time.
Well,
now I still don't think it's very good. I don't think it's a very good movie.
It's not.
No,
it's fun as fuck.
I think it's pretty bad, but I enjoyed it more this time. Like it was like, oh, it's
One thing I took away from this, Ja Rule, tone deaf, can't sing. Cannot sing. Get to the end song and finally occurred to me, I was like, he can't sing.
So something I noticed for the first time with this rewatch,
gotta go fast and furious.
He says too fast, too furious. Yeah. I'm like, whoa. What a little foreshadowing.
The star of the Fire Festival documentaries.
Yeah. Can't wait. Very excited for that.
Very good.
I just want to say before we get too far off the point that it was Fast 4 that brought it all back and made this into a cultural phenomenon because they did the thing of original parts, new body, or whatever the fuck they call it. And we're all like, that's cool. That's cool they're coming back to it.
That only happened because Tokyo Drift was so good.
Yeah.
The franchise.
So many of us had walked away is what I'm saying, but we came back with the idea of, they're leaning into it and they're bringing everybody back. I'll go see that film. And then you're like, you know what? I have an affinity for these films. I remember.
But a lot of people say that Tokyo Drift is the foundation upon which everything else
is. I have heard that. I have heard that.
It is a fact. Except they never brought
one. A lot of people say Greg Miller's never watched Tokyo Drift all in one sitting.
What?
I saw it once. Sound off.
This is what Tokyo Drift is.
Sound off.
at a Circuit City, they were showing it to demonstrate Blu-ray or DVD, whatever it was.
Like, 1080p.
And I've seen little bits and pieces here and there.
Tokyo Drift is where Little Bow Wow went from Little Bow Wow to just Bow Wow.
To Bow Wow.
And then no
Bow Wowzer, we call
him. Plot, Greg.
Andy hit the new plot theme.
Oh, God. I thought of an. I don't have a plot theme.
Do you have spots? God. No, we got plots.
Cool.
It's Los Angeles, guess what? Truckers run America. Don't forget it. Be nice to them. And they've got a whole bunch of DVD TVs fucking sitting there. VCR TVs.
VCR.
Combos, yeah.
Not even a very packed truck to start with. There's just some in there. But of course, it's because we will find out later about the mother load, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. So truck driver Billy Doo just goes driving down the road. There's all these kids on the highway going like, and then all these fucking cars show up and they got blue green lights and they're doing fucking weird tricks and they got a trident gun. And this is very important. Everyone head to toe dressed in black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like fucking ready for this mission. This is a little play important role in the last mission where everyone's fucking high on methamphetamines and they're like, let's just go.
And it's broad daylight. They use their stealth black
suits. Why does it turn from night to day? Daylight.
Immediately.
Immediately.
I mean, suns.
Sun comes up.
Wait, but it was
sun
it was,
comes up, sun goes down.
It was dusk when they were leaving. It was dusk when they were leaving.
I'm just saying,
and
man.
And then all of a sudden, it's morning.
Guess what? Race Wars?
Yeah.
Happening on the equator. You fucking turn an egg upside down on the equinox. You know what I mean?
The Race Wars, Greg, is a real event that the film capitalized on for the scope of the final act. Over 15,000 real, practical, actual modified cars with real drivers.
I would have called that bullshit.
Race Wars in those scenes.
Because Race Wars is the dumbest fucking name on the planet.
But it's so 2001, dude.
It is 2001. Now a little bit different, but 2001, it's different.
Race Wars would have been a different
name. Yeah, no, you can't really call anything a race war.
have there be a positive connotation with
there'd be cars involved.
So instead, that's happened. They've robbed them. Great. Oh my God. Look at these crazy people. Things are happening.
Like,
they're bad guys.
Here's my point. Here's my point of feedback number one. What's with the fucking harpoon gun? Why don't you just pull the truck over? Like, don't you have another plan
smash
that pulls the truck over?
Smash and grab.
Like back in the day when the Italians used to knock off trucks, they just would point a gun at him, like pull over. And they got to pull over. You hit him in the nose, go, here's a couple bucks, you stuff in this fucking pocket. You say, get yourself something nice.
You're basing all of that on Goodfellas. Yeah.
Also, why aren't these trucks being more aggressive? Like, hit the brakes.
Or that's just what I was thinking.
When you get like shot, like hit the brakes and then start going, or just fucking destroy this car.
Pull your car over and let him take it. It's not your fucking, you don't own the haul. You have insurance. Just let him take the shit. What is the point? But like, what was the point? He harpoons it and he climbs over on it, but not really. Like, I don't know. I never got the idea of the harpoon gun.
It was so like.
What do you mean?
Well, what is the point of shooting the gun?
To
break out the
window.
Well, the first one was break the window.
And then he attaches to himself.
And then jumped over. And now it's so.
Then he pulls it over.
So not.
Yeah, it's
logical.
Not safe, and that's why at the end,
yeah, it doesn't
Vince
work
gets
out well.
His fucking arm wrapped in it, and you're like, you stupid idiot.
But again, similar to Batman. Like, fucking people are got these, like, where'd you get a harpoon gun? Yeah, you know what? True. You can take it. When you guys were just being dicks in cars, I was scared, but I wasn't respectful. Yeah. Now you got a harpoon gun, and you're climbing over here.
Super villain.
You know what I mean? I don't appreciate this. I don't like it, but I respect you. Take the fucking DVD.
You know what?
Sorry.
I rescind my statement. I rescind my statement.
I guess that's true. You could have pointed any normal gun at me, but you have a harpoon gun. That's like, whoa. Yeah. What else do they have?
Exactly.
This guy's dedicated.
What else are they capable of?
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm going to hold the ball. You're going to take off my fingerprints. You know, I'm not going to fuck around with you guys. You got shit. All right,
excellent.
Cool.
Men in Black.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very excited for Men in Black in review. Now we're going to go to more into we're on the outskirts of Los Angeles. Now we're going to go deeper into Los Angeles, the City of Angels, where guess what? There is Toretto's Market, a place I completely forgot about. That
me
it was
too.
Toretto's Market, where
I think. Do we miss the scene where he was running his car? Like he was trying to race his car, like trying to figure out how
Paul
fast
Walker
he can get
was.
It. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's where it starts.
Next, right?
Yeah, who the fuck cares? He couldn't get his car as fast as he wanted it to be. Did we? Did we or not?
Yeah, that's where it starts.
Because actually,
and
I
then he goes to try
I
to
wanted to call this out because I forgot some of the cinematography in this is actually really, really nice. There's a part where
some of it's really bad.
That
though.
Ends. Most of it's really bad. But there's a part where that ends and he stops and he's like, shit, I couldn't, you know, you don't know why he's frustrated because
we don't understand going that fast.
But he pulls away and as we pull away, a rack focuses to downtown LA and that's where we realize, oh, we're in LA, which is quite, I was like, that's actually really
Dodger
cool
Stadium's
yeah.
where they're at.
Yeah.
Most importantly, we meet Brian Smilner, who loves tuna fish.
Yeah, dude.
This guy is big tuna if I've ever seen one.
When
he
I was single, I love tuna fish like that too, if you know what I'm talking about. Somebody hit it.
So he's there at Toretto's Market. He's ordering the tuna fish, no crust. He's flirting with Mia. Everything is going well. Except then Toretto's boys pull up. It's Vince. It's Leo, I think. Leon, whatever the fuck his name is. No, the guy who just talks on the thing and yells at the pizza boy. And then I don't know if Jesse's there, but who fucking cares? They walk up
Jesse,
and
dude.
Guess what? Vince is not about this. Because yes, he looks like Thor in Ragnarok, but he's in love with Mia and he doesn't like Brian Smilner coming around doing this stuff. So he's like, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. No more tuna fish. Tuna fish sucks here. It's a funny line. And then they go out, they fight a little bit, and then Mia's like, Dom, do something, because Dom's sitting there with his back to us. And you just know, he's fucking doing stuff.
What
and
a
he's
big
also,
reveal that was, too.
Immediately here, we just get to learn, like, man, he is a fucking dick to Letty. Because Letty's like, you want a drink? He's just like, got one. I'm like, why are you talking to her like you're, you're like a 13-year-old talking to your mom at a party? You know
did
what
you,
I mean?
Did you know? That Michelle Rodriguez and Vin Diesel were dating during the production of this movie?
Really? Yeah.
I read that somewhere and I was like, I don't believe that because out of all the relationships in this film, they had zero chemistry.
What the fuck?
It's, I mean,
are
you
talking about
two people
when he squeezes her ass in the, when he lifts her up? I was like, Jesus.
I always
take
felt
me
that
away, Dominic Toretto.
Like, the Paul Walker, Jordana Brewster relationship, I always thought was kind of cute. I'm like, I get that. But the Letty Vin,
I'm with
like,
you.
I don't like this.
They feel more like brother and sister.
Yeah, they felt like brother and sister.
Agreed. Yeah.
But it's because they've been around each other forever.
I do like the way that.
No, it's not.
I do like the way that right. where they Different are introducing time. Vin Diesel's character, and it's almost as if they are introducing Riddick from the Chronicles of Riddick, where it's like he's this mysterious.
He's in the shadows.
Well, they kept cutting
his eyes
like
the
white.
Back,
which was weird too, because Vin Diesel wasn't that big a star when this movie
came out.
No, he wasn't. So the
reveal but it
was
setting
like,
up.
Who is this guy?
It was setting up that he is Toretto. He
yeah,
is Dom Toretto. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Mm. So he comes out there. He breaks up the fucking fight. He yells at everybody. He looks at Brian's license. Brian's blah, 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 blah. He works at the garage. He runs Harry's garage. Mm-hmm. Right? You don't work there no more. Oh my god, I love that job.
Fired, but. Apparently, Dom doesn't have as much pull as he thought he did because he calls Harry, and Harry's like, nah. I got to keep him.
He's a good worker. I can't do it. Okay. Yeah, so that's what happens. Brian drives back over there to Harry's place. And sure enough, yeah, he's like, oh, am I fired? No, you know, I need you as a good worker. You can just talk Dom down because he's a fucking idiot. All right, great. Thanks, man.
He has a really low IQ.
And guess what? I need all this crazy shit for my car. Okay, I need all this crazy shit for my car. I topped out at 140. I need to go faster.
I need to go 140.
I need Nas's. I need lots of Nas. Yeah, two of these.
Terrible Nas. Two Nas.
Hey, man, how would you deliver the line?
I need two of these.
And how did he deliver it?
I need two of these.
My favorite thing about Paul Walker in the entire movie is I don't think he stopped smiling once.
I love it.
If I was talking Paul Walker, I'd be smiling too.
I fell in love with Paul Walker with Meet the Deedles.
Oh.
Meet the Deedles, man.
Oh my God. I remember that name.
Wasn't he in Snow Wolf or some wolf, the wolf movie where he had to fucking race across the Arctic with wolves?
Balto too.
No, you're thinking of Snow Dogs with Cuba Gooding Jr.
That might be what I'm thinking of.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
They're very similar. Very similar human beings.
Cisco's in that movie.
No fucking way.
Yeah. Really?
The dragon.
The dragon.
He's Snow Dogs.
He's in Snow Dogs.
Wow.
Yeah. You remember the part where the dragon is
No,
the
we're
dog.
Talking about Snow Dogs now.
Just type in Paul Walker Snow Movie and tell me what Snow Movie, because I swear to God he was in a movie where he had dogs, like sled dogs.
Varsity Blues. I forgot about that.
He's
eight
in
below.
Blasters.
He was in Eight Below.
Click it.
Oh my God, this is actually a good movie. This is one where like he loses his dogs and they have to survive. Then he like fucking has to figure out a way to get back and save the dogs because the dogs like saved his life.
And the bear tries to fight him.
All right, it's got a 72 on Rotten Tomatoes. Now show me Snow Dogs.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Snow Dogs is going to be 48.
Eight Below's tagline. Can you move for a second? Is the most amazing story of survival, friendship, and adventure ever told.
Ever told.
Balls.
It's the greatest movie.
Look at all these fucking dogs. All right, Snow Dogs. What did it get? We're trying to beat a 79. Is that what I said? 78?
Let's see.
24.
Wow.
Not bad.
Okay.
All right. If you didn't think racism exists in Hollywood, there you go.
Same
fucking movie, same idea. What's the tagline for Snow Dogs? Get ready for much.
How could that not win? Get ready for Mush Hour. So it's actually kind of a play on Rush Hour, which is great.
This show is real good.
At least in this poster, all the fucking dogs are looking at the same thing.
Scroll down a bit. God. I want to see if Cisco's actually in this.
Wait, you don't know?
Yeah, there it is.
Wait, when you said that, I was like, it's going to say somewhere. Sure enough, starring Cisco.
Man, Cuba Gooding Jr. was like, I did a few good men, and I'm going immediately
Jerry
to
Maguire.
Snow Dogs.
Jerry Maguire.
A few good men, Snow Dogs.
God, a few good men, so
wasn't
good.
Wasn't he also
though.
In
Sad.
The Nickelodeon Global Guts?
No.
Or Wild and Crazy Kids. That's what it was.
He was in Wild and Crazy Kids. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Sure. No.
Was he an adult or a kid?
No, I was thinking Men of Honor.
That's, no.
That's the diving movie, right? Yeah,
no, that's good. Omar Gooding.
You didn't like Men of Honor?
No, that was weird.
That's correct. That
what?
Is correct.
He was like a kid.
If you thought racism
it's,
didn't
it's
exist.
It's so sad. His legs get
brothers,
through,
right?
I don't know. Probably.
Oh, shit. That's now you got me.
Who's brothers?
Give me a search on Omar Gooding.
Omar Gooding and Donnie Jeffcoat. Just Omar Gooding, Cuba.
And no, then just Snow Dogs afterwards. See what happens.
No, don't. No. Don't listen to Nick,
Barrett. Listen to Nick.
So, Omar Gooding, delete that and just let me know and tell me is he related to Cuba?
Yeah, siblings.
Dude, must be. Look at
Cuba Gooding Jr. Wow, holy shit!
I did not know that. I did not know that. He hosted Wild and Crazy Kids. It was
and
very
he was on Smart Guy. Also, mm-hmm. Good show.
All right, where were we?
I need two of these, and then we cut to it's going to be street race night. Yeah. The lights have gone down in the City of Angels, and they're going to go out there and they're going to race and do stuff.
Keep talking. Okay. I'm just going to do the background song.
Okay, so we pull
keep
up and.
Rolling,
come on!
And then it cuts to Abierto and some other Spanish thing.
We pull in, there's a whole bunch of cars, there's all stuff going on. There you go, and Hector's there. Our
Hector,
buddy Hector.
Dude.
I don't know the actor who plays Hector. I don't know. Do you know the actor? Does anyone know?
A ton of stuff.
He is always the gang banger in anything he's in. And then if
also
you remember.
In the Dark Knight Rises.
Who is he in Rises?
He's like one of Bane's like henchmen.
Nice. Yeah. Always the if you remember, he was always the intimidating. Hey, I'm like I'm street. I'm a thug kind of thing. And then I forget what it was. What was the movie where wishes came true or something? Somebody went up his ass or came out of his ass when he was running away. Wishes were made. Does he remember this
what
movie?
Are you talking about?
I do remember this. Was this?
Wishes?
And yeah.
His ass? Go to Hector's IMDb and we'll go backwards from there when we get there. Yeah, it was something. There it is. It's, it's Bruce Almighty. Almighty. Yeah. And I was, and I remember watching that, and I was like, you know what? This is a fun twist on Hector's story because he's always so intimidating and scary. Here he is. Hector's there. He talks to our friend Brian. We get a lay of land. What's going on? Brian's got a good car. He won't show you what's under the hood. He wants to race. Okay, whatever. All the shit's happening. I'm Hector. I'm kind of in charge, but I'm not. Okay. Then all the Toretto crew shows up.
Nobody.
And it turns
like
out they just fucking run the entire place because Dom's just like, it's 2 G's. I'm doing it against these people. Nobody else. Like, wow, there's a lot of wasted time here. Why don't you just run all this, Dom?
Yeah. Well, because he like makes Hector keep the money, but then low key throws shade at Hector.
Yeah.
He's like, Hector's too slow to get away. And you're like, is he slow or is he dumb? Is that what you're trying to say? Why are you fucking with Hector?
I think it's very much a car thing. It's a car. He's very slow at speed.
I think it's subtext, and you guys don't understand poetry.
Poetry.
This movie's really deep.
There's gonna be a callback to that later.
Like, so then, now it's time to race.
Is Ja Rule in this too? Is Ja Rule?
Yeah, Ja Rule's there. This is when Ja Rule's there. We got
Monica's in the background. We don't know how important she's gonna be until later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Until pretty soon.
Yeah. So we're all lining up to the thing. Yeah. Brian's too cocky. He goes over the line. He comes back. He's racing for Pink's. I left that part. I didn't have the 2 G's. He's gonna race for Pink's. They looked under his car. Jesse was very impressed with what was under the car. Everybody's very impressed. They do it. Ja Rule's there. The girl comes up and like takes his hand and puts it on her boob, and she's like, "This is yours no matter what." But if you then she's there too, and have a menage a trois. Oh my god, Ja Rule's very excited to have Monica and this other girl. Other guy's just playing PS1 in his car because he's a badass and he's awesome.
That was the coolest part of the movie.
Vin Diesel's there. He doesn't give a shit about anything. Paul Walker's there. He's like, let's fucking race. They like, and they race. And here's where it goes. 10 seconds, a quarter mile, and it goes on for 3 minutes. And it's not even like it's in slow motion. It is in fast motion.
Our first ever shot of the thing going through the car and like the stick shift and all that. I'm like, what a game changer.
Yeah, when that happened the first time in the movie theaters, I was like, oh my god.
They're going so
fast. That was
so
fucking... Well, the blur outside is insane. It's just colors going by.
They're going literally light speed.
It's like when Superman and Flash race around the world.
Yeah. God.
Gotta fucking love it, man.
So they're racing there, you know what I mean? Ja Rule was thinking with his dick, of course. Yeah. And he fucks it up, and they pull ahead. He's like, Monica! Great line. Great fucking line. Andy's insulting people's line delivery. That was a great line.
Iconic moment.
I was thinking.
I mean, he was like, you could tell he was broken.
Blue
balls.
Yeah, totally. they're going. Everything's going pretty well. It's fast. It's Vin. It's Brian. They're going. Yeah. Brian looks like he's pulling ahead. He's got a fucking back computer there. He's doing all this stuff. The manifold starts falling apart, which means that just part of the floor falls out and it's sparking and shooting around. And then it goes and it runs. And I'm like, you just killed people.
Yeah.
So that definitely came off the asshole and decapitated someone.
It makes
sense
too because the manifold definitely part of the actual floor pan. That makes sense, right? That's how cars work.
It cuts to Ja Rule behind them.
Isn't the manifold top of the engine?
It's part of the engine.
Yeah.
It's like the manifold's exploding, and this little piece of metal that is just the floorboard just pops out.
But it dragged underneath, and it sparked, and it looked pretty sick.
It looked real cool. It looked pretty sick. But also, I love that they were like, we don't need these graphics to make sense. We just needed them to be 3D.
Yeah.
They have to be 3D.
They have to be.
Because if you've ever seen a car actually get hooked up to a machine, it's just a 2D graph, but they're like, that's not fucking fast or furious enough.
Just throw a bunch of nuts and bolts everywhere and show
bing,
that it's
bing,
breaking
bing,
out.
Bing.
Yeah.
They're shooting all over the fucking place.
Ping pong. Brian thinks he's got it, but he doesn't. Vin's like, nah. And he hits his button. He knocks his way.
He hits his like second button, right? The fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he pulls
he
another
hits a cigarette
button.
Lighter because he needs a hidden NOS button.
A lot of weird stuff with how hidden he needs to be.
Yeah,
in his
why
life.
Is the NOS underneath? Well, I guess that makes sense for his character, though, right? Because he's got a hidden, like. He's hiding his life from everyone else.
Again, deep subtext.
Subtext. Also, because he hides his true self, who's like the rage ball.
I'm jumping a little bit ahead in this, but like it makes sense for this conversation. So when the cops after this are chasing him down,
Toretto,
they obviously know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's this restaurant or a little store called Toretto's.
Yeah. That we know he hangs out in.
You forget the first rule of police work. You need evidence. So an officer just seeing him wouldn't stand up in court.
Right.
True. An officer seeing the cars and then rolling up on the house they all know is Toretto's and seeing all of the same cars they just saw racing wouldn't hold
not
up in
enough.
Court.
Mm.
You know
the
what I mean?
The thing is, you don't understand the law. It's the legal term out of sight, out of mind.
Got it.
That's the problem. The second you lose sight on him, it's done.
So
you got to just go on to the next thing. It's pretty
exactly.
much
he let his star rating
rules.
Go back down.
He
hid long enough that it was fine. So that's what happens. The cops show up. Cops, everybody's like, they all run around. And they all drive away and do their different things.
Wait, did we miss the line though? Isn't this where one of the best lines is?
Yes.
Where he pulls up, and he's like, I almost had you. He's like, He's cool now because he almost had him. Paul Walker's smiling.
Yeah, he's very smiley for some of these fights.
Paul Walker just smiles like Michael Pena's character and everything.
Yeah.
You know, where he's like, yeah, man, it's great. And he goes, oh, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or by a mile.
You didn't almost have me.
You almost had me. And he does like, there's some great extra work there. Almost had me and the extras. Like,
yes. This reminded me a lot
granny
of.
Granny shifting like a grandma.
The extras in Spider-Man. A lot of the, like, I wonder which ones are better because there was a lot of people like, it's just terrible.
This fit at least more. This fit the party atmosphere.
This totally fit, yeah.
But then we get the line.
It doesn't matter if you win by an inch or by a mile. Winning's winning.
Hell yeah.
Baby. And the car's like steaming and then, oh, it's the cops! There's one guy who literally has three lines and it's always
in the fucking, I forget what song mashes in incredibly hard, but it's loud and obnoxious. And so, yeah, they all scatter, they all run. Vin takes off and dumps his car in a parking garage. But then, yeah, the cop, Toretto! Oh, and he fucking runs. But then Brian Spillner gets there first and he gets him in his car and they drive away and there's a whole bunch of stuff and Vin gets to see that he's a good wheelman and then they're driving. He's like, are you a wheelman? He's like, no. And then, like, no, Vin's like, yeah, you are. I have all this information. He's like, oh, my God.
The internet.
Yeah, the internet. Yeah, if it's on the internet, Jesse can find it. I'm like, oh, man, he knows how to use Bing. All right, awesome. Fucking LexisNexis searches on Brian Spillner. They go back to the Toretto household, and they're throwing a big old party there where all they drink is Corona, which is, I guess, product placement. I mean, it makes sense, but it's also is just like...
I think it was just a Vin Diesel. Like, he was like, you know what? I like this. It'd be like me with LaCroix. But it's like, it's not, we're not actually sponsored by them, but like...
You wouldn't turn it down either.
Yeah.
But I will say this also. Corona goes very well with barbecues.
And Pizza Hut.
Super good. No limes, though. Did you notice that? No one had any limes.
I mean, you know how it is. You're shooting a movie.
You send a gopher to go get limes.
Also, like, you know, I mean, these are like hardcore street racers, like mechanics and stuff. They don't care.
They don't need limes.
You know what I mean?
No, they do.
They don't need a chaser.
Yeah. They walk in the house. The party's been going. Vince is there being fucking Thor, and then everybody's playing guitar and shit. And even Letty's just playing PS1. Nobody very concerned about where Dominic is.
Yeah.
Which, on one hand, that sucks. On the other hand, well, if you're going to be the fucking leader, like, we assume you're going to be able to get back here. You know what I mean?
You're the best of us. So if you can't get back, fuck
when the Ninja Turtles are out on a mission and fucking Splinter goes AWOL, they're like, well, he'll fucking find us.
Right.
I don't need Michelangelo skateboarding through the fucking...
But apparently...
making a lot of sense.
Using the same line of thinking, if Splinter came back, he would be super fucking pissed that no one came to look for him. Like, oh, where were you?
Like, oh, why? Splinter,
He's got a big...
That's what he sounded like.
He's got a big mouse trap on his head.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, Vin Diesel yells at everybody about them not coming to get it. He steals Vince's beer, gives it to Brian. And meanwhile, when they first walked up, Mia was upstairs, and I remember this as a senior in high school. Yeah. Well, I was about ready to go to college, but I remember the hottest scene when she looks out. She's like, "Oh my god!" And she takes off her top and like she's naked. She
also, very very naked, more naked than I remembered her being. Yeah. And I was just like, "Holy shit!" Like
that was side boob.
Yeah, that was like boob, full on boob. Good for them.
So as it starts to get heated with Vince, Mia comes down. I want to get me a drink. They go get her a Snapple.
What the fuck? So she here's the drink. Thing. How she's old like is kid. She?
15, probably.
Really? Because she's doing schoolwork. No. There's a lot That's of weird, true. Weird shit that goes on in this movie where Vin Diesel at some point talks about Michelle Rodriguez, Letty.
Yeah.
And like says like that she's 17 or they've been together since she was 17.
Well, that's Mia gives that out. Mia gives that out the date.
And I'm like,
when
they were kids. It was like she was on the block. They were on the block. They've been together for a long time, but they were kids.
Yeah, when she turned,
she was younger. The same age.
Yeah, well, I think she's supposed to be a few years younger, but like, if he was a senior and she was a freshman,
it's a weird detail to put out when like it's underage.
Don like Mia's like doing homework.
Don met her when
she went to college. Let her go to college.
But that's the thing. I think it's implied that she's young. Because the snap, like, get me a drink, and it gets a Snapple. That's a fucking weird thing to do.
Also,
more product.
Maybe she just doesn't drink. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe she just doesn't drink.
But he doesn't know that.
He's playing it safe. Maybe she brings back the
playing it safe with a Snapple.
Maybe he brought back a drink.
First off, who's gonna turn out a fucking Snapple, Tim? All right. And if she's like, why don't you Irish this up? You pour the fucking vodka in the Snapple. There you go,
Snapple, Tim. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
They make all
the
right.
Sound. Who doesn't like the pop sound of the Snapples? They're so fun.
And remember Snapple Lady?
Yeah.
Great commercials.
Snap into a Snapple.
Snap into a Snapple. It was Macho Man, the Snapple Lady. That was what we called her. So, yeah, great. That's all good, well and good. Hooray. The party's over. And Brian leaves pretty quick.
Isn't she like, come on, I'll take you home.
Right, yeah. Also, it's worth pointing out that we totally skipped the part that introduces Johnny Tran and his gang of bad guys.
Oh, and somehow, they blow up the car.
Somehow on the way home, Johnny Tran knows where he is.
Don't be in his neighborhood.
And they find them and they blow up his car. And
you can find anything on the internet.
That of course, introduces the concept of like, you still owe me. Like, I haven't taken, accepted
this car. Yeah, exactly. Because they get him in legalese. Johnny Tran, a good lawyer.
Yeah.
Who, is this your car? No, it's his. Well, actually, we haven't transferred ownership yet. And Johnny Tran's like, I guess it's nobody's car. At which point, I would just take the car personally. But Johnny Tran's like, I'll do you one better. And he drives away, act like it's okay. And then he comes back and they just shoot the fucking shit out of the car and blow it up.
They shoot it.
No, and it blows up in green flames. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Totally I also cool. love that Johnny Tran's
Game of Thrones wildfire
is very diverse when it comes to the age ranges. Because Johnny's like a good 25, but his sidekick's like 47-year-old cousin. That dude. And it's like,
their
cool,
family, it's his uncle.
Good for Johnny Tran, you know what I mean? Killing it.
Dad, can you leave me alone?
The guy's like, the jacket's not quite right. It's kind of got the wrong flame on it.
So I think then Mia drives him home. Hooray.
She does drive him home. A little fact for you. Prior to filming, both Jordana Brewster and Michelle Rodriguez did not have driver's licenses. So they had to take driving lessons during production.
Naturally.
Nice.
Wow.
She's actually driving.
Fake ass racers.
There you go.
And then Michelle Rodriguez drunk drove during Lost, if we all remember. Got her thrown off the show.
Yeah, she had to.
Oh, that's right. And they shot her in the stomach, remember?
Right. Spoilers for Lost interview. That's coming up eventually.
Damn it!
So the next morning, I'm assuming we wake up and Brian's driving fucking the red truck from the place that he works at. Who I can't remember. Harry's. I don't know why I can't remember Harry. Harry. Greg, never forget Harry.
Greg, just tell me. Ask me and I'll. I got it.
Who's talking to you?
This is how he's beating me in Jeopardy.
So he's driving Harry's car. And then he gets pulled over. Whoop, whoop. It's the popo. They cuff him. They're acting like assholes. They throw him in the car. They drive him to a fucking Malibu house. And it's like, guess what? It was all you're not Brian Spillner. You're Brian O'Connor. And we're bringing down these people. It's a joint operation between the LAPD and the FBI. And Brian wants to be a detective. And this is his chance to prove himself. And he's got to bring these people to justice. Who's stealing these TV VCRs?
I would say, I don't give a fuck that it's a ripoff of Point Break. This is awesome.
It's great.
It's such a cool story.
I love it.
So, hey, we got to go to our special task force house, this $1 billion mansion in the Hollywood Hills.
But they explain this. They're like, it's seized.
Why not just work out of the police station?
That's cool, man.
No, it's much cooler.
I'm sure the internet's better at the police station.
If it's on the internet, Jesse can find it. Yeah. This is how you stay off the internet, all right?
It's true.
I love that small detail of explaining why they're in this dope ass house. Right as they're walking in, we're like, oh, what a cool house. Like, yeah, we just seized it.
This house is dope.
Yeah.
It's a dope fucking house.
So we got DARPA Chief and we got Buffalo Bill and we got Brian O'Connor. Yeah, and they're like, oh, we gotta fucking stop these guys. Like, we're running out of time. People are breathing down my necks and they want us. All right, cool. There's a time limit to all this. We got it. Thank you.
They also explain why Harry didn't fire him.
Right, because they're like,
Harry,
keep him out of jail. Yeah,
Harry's not going to fucking do this. You know
wouldn't they need the house to like have a place for, what's the main guy's name?
Brian?
For him to go to? Because if they
No, he sleeps at Harry's.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
he's remember, he's sleeping at Harry's.
Also, the door not closed. Fucking with the door open to his bedroom off the showroom floor in this place, all windows.
Yeah.
What's wrong
Vince
with that?
Is on the outside, just like, I hate you, Brian, but I love you, Brian.
I see this, but it's illegal.
I'm just saying, if they're working at the police station, what if, like, some of, Dom's friends see him there and, like, all that stuff?
Sure.
Or what if they arrested him and took him to this awesome house in the hills? That's not suspicious either.
That's true. It's making a
solid
point.
They arrested him and they took him to this fucking dope-ass party. No one was following.
They didn't have drone
except
technology.
For Johnny Tran, who could just locate people. He could just geolocate people anywhere.
If you go into Johnny Tran's hood, that's also explained later. Right? Race Wars. This isn't your neighborhood.
Again, spoilers. Michelle Rodriguez is a car. Johnny Tran is a computer.
That's true. Yeah. Johnny Tran is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Kinda Funny in Review is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community for creators with more than 25,000 classes in design, business, and more. Premium membership gives you unlimited access so you can join the classes and communities that are just right for you and your New Year's goals. For our new year right here at Kinda Funny, we did a whole bunch of new shows, this being one of them. And for the intro to this show, I actually didn't know how to do some of the animating effects that I wanted to do. So I looked up some After Effects tutorials using Skillshare. It was super easy, and I love that they have so many different things. It's not just video production stuff, but in terms of video production, they have stuff that's very specific, like how to animate a specific thing, or very broad of how to get into video editing. If you're trying to do that, there's a lot of sound design stuff that's really cool. I love these type of tutorial things, and Skillshare is an awesome resource. Skillshare is also super affordable. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Whether you want to fuel your curiosity, creativity, or even your career. Skillshare is the perfect place to keep you learning and thriving in 2019. Join more than 7 million creators learning with Skillshare. The first 500 of our users, the first 500 of our subscribers to use the link in the description will get a 2-month free trial. That's the first 500 people to sign up will receive a 2-month free trial. Go to skl.sh/kindoffunnymorningshow to start your trial now. That link will be in the description. Again, it is skl.sh/kindoffunnymorningshow.
So that sets up that part of it. And then, man, we are just doing racy and car-y stuff for a while, right? Like, it's cool.
Good stuff, though. He's building a relationship.
Well, he brings in the Supra, right? Like, the fucked up Supra. Yeah. He's like, I got to bring you a 10-second car.
Yeah, and so they're going to...
And he goes, this thing's going to need $15,000 worth of performance parts. Also, $100,000 worth of bodywork, because this is a piece of shit.
But they open it up, and guess what? There's some crazy engine in there. And they're like, wow, this is a good engine. And I'm Jesse, and I know computers, and this is what it could look like. Which
Jesse's is character, fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
I love it, though. Like, so over the top in such a weird-ass way top. With such weird little
it's
details.
Like,
nail polish and stuff.
It's such a 90s, hacker.
So Jesse's character, I think, actually is one of the more interesting characters. Because, the reason he likes cars is because he has, he's ADD. And couldn't go to college because he couldn't focus on anything, but he really found he liked cars, which is cool. But the way it's explained to us is so surface level.
On the nose. I have ADD. You just said the whole
he goes, wow, you're really smart. You should be at MIT or something. And they just stare at each other dumb fucks for a while.
So they're working on that, and Jordana Brewster's bringing out lemonade and shit. I don't fucking remember. And everybody's just having
a great time.
They're having a gay old time getting together, they're the family. We see the family. We see it starting to go, right? I assume around here is when we do the barbecue, Vince shows up, and he's all
fishnets, not happy about
I don't
it.
Like this. Take the bag. I'm out of here. And he fucking pouts and drives away.
This is important.
I know. Drives away like a bitch. I don't know what
barbecue looked good.
We didn't understand at that point why he was so mad, but now, retrospectively looking back, being like, "Oh
they
shit,
allowed
all right.
him in the BBQ."
It's like, damn, that's a big deal. Yeah.
Also, we get introduced to the father's car at some point, right during the barbecue.
I think that's
a little Dom backstory.
Again, I had totally forgotten about. His dad was a stock car racer.
Put into the wall.
But I think heard somebody, screaming.
He was. He was killed on impact. I was screaming.
But somebody accidentally fucked something up, right?
So
a wrench too.
Well, the back of his car, and we'd missed. At some point, he goes back to the cops, and the cops.
I think it was that first time. Where
he's
like,
Sorry.
In my mouth.
Yeah, he beat someone into being a janitor or something like that. But he beat someone.
Into being a janitor
or something like that. That was really sad, but then he tells a story of how he had blind rage because this guy kind of killed his dad, but not really, and he felt bad about it every single day. And you're okay,
I didn't mean to keep hitting him, but I can't.
You're a psychopathic monster that can't control your rage, but I sympathize.
Yeah,
I've been there.
It's like when that one racer ran over that kid. Remember that?
What?
Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that? One of the famous racers. I forgot his name.
Is this a speed racer? Are you doing some joke?
No. Real story. Real story.
Mario Andretti.
God, I can't remember his name. Bear, just look up Guy.
Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
What were you going to say? Look up Guy.
Look up the guy who killed a kid on a racetrack. This is super serious.
So the kid walked on the racetrack?
This is like a normal NASCAR racer.
Hey, hold on.
Well, with all due respect, the kid had a comment.
So the Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart killed a kid?
Yes, the kid, Kevin Ward, the little kid. So check it out.
Click on the fucking article.
Check it out.
I don't want to watch the video.
They're not going to show the video.
No, check it out. So Tony Stewart clipped
the
kid.
Deer video from the other day.
Tony Stewart clipped the kid in the vehicle, the racer.
Oh!
And then the racer, the kid gets pissed off, and he's getting in the way as they're driving by, and he's like, fuck you and shit. And Tony drives next to him to try to scare him, but he fucking snags him under his wheel, and the kid just flies, and the kid dies.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and he was almost it was like a fucking involuntary manslaughter, or whatever, you know.
Did he stop racing after that, Tony Stewart?
I don't know.
Wasn't he like an M&M's commercial?
Yeah,
he
was he's a famous NASCAR driver.
Wow.
Huge.
Really. Precision driving.
So he wasn't doing NASCAR.
No, it wasn't, though.
He wasn't doing NASCAR at this point. He was doing... This was like a...
pre-NASCAR?
On a dirt track? No. This was
Oh, okay.
You know how, basketball players in the offseason will kind of play just at random gyms to keep in shape? He was doing, stock car racing on those dirt tracks with those kind of weird-looking cars.
Yeah.
And, this happened to some kid named Kevin Ward, and it was fucking crazy.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Tony Stewart. Murderer. So Brian, he loves tuna fish.
Yeah. He really does.
Mm.
Let's see, where are we? The stock car. They got really the dark.
They work on the car. They do the thing. Oh, his dad's dead. Kill the wrench thing. He didn't mean to do it. Right. He is a good guy, but he fucked up. Like, and he went to jail, and he'll never go back to jail. He'll die before he goes back to jail.
They go to the restaurant. They have, like,
they finish off the thing where I'm here. Not yet. I'm at a different restaurant. Brian's like, where I'm from, the cook doesn't clean, so I'd like to go there. And he cooks with me. He cleans with me for a while, and they're all watching movies. Vince came back, like, the tail between his legs. He knows he's a cop. He can smell he's a cop, whatever.
This guy's a cop. Right. We got the
What's that Italian, the Cuban place you want to take me to? And he's like, oh, with the candles. And she's like, yeah, with the candles. And he's like, Brian can take me.
What a fucked up moment.
Love it.
Great moment. It was hot.
It was hot. It's like, oh, yeah, let's fucking go.
But, dude, like, that's so mean to Vince. Like,
fuck
Vince.
Vince, dude. Fuck
but Vince was right. Imagine this fucker's a cop. You
know?
Okay.
Here, I mean, the moral of the story is don't act like you're a little child about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can present that information in a way where you don't, like, you take the grocery bags. I'm going to burn out in my car and drive away. Oh, Vincent, I'm angry. No, like, be like.
These are mature adults.
Hey, Dom.
Pretty sure this guy's a cop. Is the next scene where he decides to break into
Somewhere in there. Yeah, it was, this isn't Tran yet, right? This is when he broke into Hector's.
Yes.
To look at the first cars. Right. Then he came out and got caught by Vince and Dom, who were there.
Were they there?
I don't know. Race going on out in the front? Wasn't there? Weren't they doing some racing stuff at the time?
They're the plot.
Whatever. And he's like, he's a cop. Are you a cop? Not a cop. Or he's not a cop. I don't know. You know,
I owe you
a ticket. And then he's like, what are you going to do? I'm going to look up. You're going to look up everybody's skirt? And he's like, yeah. And they're like, all right, this plan makes sense. Let's go to Johnny Trent's.
Good on Brian O'Connor.
Yeah.
On the spot, came up with, I was like, I've seen this movie a million times.
You're like, he's busted.
And I still felt like, oh, he's fucked. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, shit, he actually gave a pretty good explanation for what he could be doing.
I like the Vin Diesel performance there. He's like, you a cop, Brian? And then Brian talks for a long time, and then it cuts back to him. He goes, you a cop, Brian? It's terrible.
It turns out that, like, Brian, that O'Connor is just, like, a fucking compulsive liar.
Yeah. He's like, smiling the whole time, though.
Yeah. Just excited to be in the movie, right?
He's really excited.
He's so happy. He's living his dream.
God bless him. Into the Deep. Fucking great movie.
Wait, why Into the Deep?
It's a good movie.
Because
he was in it.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Deep.
Jump back to the cop mansion where they're like, hey, we got to fucking have a guy in 36 hours, Brian. There's no more fucking time. You're out of time, Brian, you're out of time. And he's like, I'll fucking do this. So they go to Johnny Tran's. They almost get caught there, but guess what? They find some fucking TVs that got VCRs built into them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, fucking shit. So Brian reports that information to the people. Then Brian goes out with Jordana Brewster. They go to the Cuban place candles and the wooden tables or whatever. And this is where he pumps her for information. He pumps her for information about Jesus.
Nick, you can't say.
She's 18 years old.
Pumps her for information about the entire family, why they're together, who everybody is, all this different shit. And she's like, yeah, all right, yeah. And she just gives it all up because it seems like first date conversation, not that I'm being interrogated by a cop, a fucking pig, Brian, you pig, oink, oink. And so then he goes and finds the truffles in bed with her. But then he gets a phone call from the cops. And the cops are like, guess what? We're moving on Johnny Train tomorrow at like 5:00 in the afternoon if you want to come. Brian's like, yeah, all right, cool.
And then he goes with this, he goes, really? Okay. And they're like, if you can't talk, just say yes. And he goes, yes. And then hangs up the phone.
Who was it, baby?
Wrong number.
Wrong number. Why did you answer 4 questions before the wrong number was done? How are these criminals not been caught yet? They're so stupid. Also, then they were just in his garage. And they get raided the next day, and nobody thinks that Brian is a fucking cop.
And there's also no way that they didn't see fucking Brian in the garage. Like, when they drive in, he's like,
oil all over the guy, too.
Was that guy?
Yeah, I think he's Harry's competitor.
Okay.
Whatever. Barry.
Also,
the Johnny Tran character is so nebulously, is he good? Is he bad? Is he a gangster? Is he not? Because they got nothing on that. We got nothing on this guy.
Well, then you're skipping. Then Rhino's ECW songs. Bum, bum,
bum, bum. I love this scene.
Wait, real quick, but why did someone steal the engines from Tran?
The guy sold the engines because apparently 1 week before Race Wars, the engines would go at a premium. But, like, not a smart move considering you're the engine, like, you're the guy that installs the engines into his cars. You're the one that they're clearly going to be like, did you take the engines out of the car? Goes like, I didn't do it. Also, that guy, not a good actor. Mm. At no point does he seem scared in this scene. It's like someone's
he's annoying.
Like, fuck, we lost the actor. Someone get their brother. Get your brother. Get your brother in here.
And he's like, I'm here.
So yeah, then we get the cool montage of everybody getting SWAT teamed up and going in there while Vin Diesel.
Paul Walker's suiting up.
Yeah, that's happening. And then Vin Diesel is having sex with Michelle Rodriguez. And then there's probably another third plane of action in this montage that's happening, but who cares?
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, was this the first time we saw the abs of Vin Diesel?
Oh.
This, I think, was the time.
Were they born in labs? Now it's time to rank those abs.
Kicking it off at number one, Vin Diesel's abs. We have not seen Paul Walker.
We got a hint of Paul Walker. He took his shirt off in the beginning of the movie, but it was more of like a turn off, like turn around to the camera.
And we're waiting for them because Paul Walker was, if you remember correctly from the movie I just mentioned, which was Into the Blue?
Into the Deep.
Fantastic body, that Paul Walker. But I will say this, Vin Diesel, it looked great in this movie. He was fucking jacked. Good definition. Would he rank highly on the Marvel list? Definitely not. No. Try harder next time, Ben. I think he was a little jet more jacked in the next Riddick movie, but we'll get to that later. Because I assume Riddick's part of the Fast and Furious series, right?
It is, in fact, not, actually. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
It's way in the future. Yeah. He's a descendant. Well, it's Riddick Toretto. It's not a big deal.
They don't make a big deal.
Riddick, he was Riddick, but he was just the alien
character. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they freeze his body for 4,000 years.
I don't care nothing.
It's a great song. Everybody should. And they fucking bust into Johnny Tran's place. And he's having a great
deep undercover. You think they wouldn't risk him being like seen in this fucking
raid? He's got to be there. He's wearing a mask.
As if the authorities are just like, they wear many hats. Like, you're also a SWAT guy.
Yeah.
But you're also an undercover dude. Like, that doesn't happen.
No, he's got to be there to point out who Johnny Tran is.
In undercover movies, that's always what happens when the SWAT team comes in. It's always like, he's in there to be like, that's him.
That's the guy.
Even though they know, he's right there. Oh, yeah, thank God.
Yeah, they have pictures.
They brutally chokeslam Johnny Tran's 45-year-old partner. I'm just like, fucking Undertaker and Kane are there dropping moves. Johnny Tran having a nice dinner or luncheon with his family, of course. They grab him, and Johnny Tran yells at him about breaking in, and they take him. And then the dad comes.
Backhand
slaps him. Here's what I'll say about it. The ball's on the father.
Yeah.
Because if right now anybody busted in here and they get Nick for embezzlement of funds, the last thing I'm going to do with 50 trigger-happy LAPD people in here, guns pointed, is me get up and sprint at any of them.
Yeah.
I'm fucking pissed at you, Nick, but I'm not getting shot over getting pissed.
But also, this was just such a weird scene because, like, if you think about this, up until this point in the movie, the Johnny character is kind of the bad guy. He's kind of an antagonist. And to take him and put him in his family home and have his dad, like, slap him and embarrass him diminishes this character the rest of the time. You're like, up until this point, you're like, oh, this guy's a fucking hardcore killer. And now we just know he's like, he's a daddy's boy, as a spoiled rich kid.
That makes sense.
I like it.
Yeah,
he's a human being, Nick.
It builds him as just like, he has this whole gang shit, but he is just playing fucking make-believe dumbass, like, kid street
weird,
shit.
And then to me, it just totally undermines his ability to, like, be intimidating toward the end of the movie with Jesse. Because you're just like, why do I care about this guy?
Don't worry about that. Because, we go back to the cop mansion. They got nothing. Maybe some weapons charges. It's Toretto. It's always been Toretto.
All the DVD players were purchased legally. Why? Why did they have 40 fucking DVD players?
Like that's, did they explain that at all?
To watch it more than once.
It's Toretto. It's always been Toretto. Are you hung up on the sister? No, I'm not hung up on the sister. Goes outside, talks to the Buffalo Bill. I'm kind of hung up on the sister. All right.
You're out of fumes, O'Connor.
So it's Race Wars. He's got to make this happen. It's happening no matter what. Let's go to Race Wars. We go to Race Wars. We're out in the desert. Everybody's getting that cool paint pen where they write numbers on your car. I want one, but I don't have a car.
They used to do that with cheerleaders. The cheerleaders would like write the numbers on cars. Right? Like, hey, go number. Like,
yeah, totally. Yeah. You can write just married. You write anything on a car.
You used to drive around town when the football season would happen. Everyone would write all over
the cars. Pep rally season.
You come and tag your car, but with like washable stuff.
PSAA, man. Far Sign One Alamo.
RGB.
So it's Race Wars. We're all there to race. Let's have some fun. Brian drives up. Jesse's running around with his pink slip. What are you doing? I'm going to race for pinks just like you. This seems like a bad idea, Jesse. No, I'm going to do it. This guy's got nothing. Oh, man. Who's this nobody racer? I'm racing Johnny Tran. Are you a fucking idiot?
Yeah, you fucking dumb shit.
I understand you're good at math and can only focus on engines, but you can also focus on the fact that Johnny Tran blew up our cars and has been built to be like the bad guy of this movie. Like, Johnny Tran can beat you in a race, period.
Also, he's rich. He has whatever he wants.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the only one worse than Johnny Tran is Johnny Tran's very rich father.
Kevin, were you drinking chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. We're going to race. They race. Of course.
But you can't lose your dad's car.
Yeah, well, no, it's gonna be great. His when dad gets out of prison, I'll have a car and I'll have a car and we can race together. Like, first off, your dad's probably never getting out of prison. Secondly,
so much subplot that's just so unnecessary. But it's like, well, we introduced his character and we gave him kind of a backstory. So
let's give him some motivation.
More of a backstory than anyone, and we get it all in 5 seconds.
All right, he races, he loses, of course, because he's a loser, and then he just drives off into the distance. Just drives off into the salt
flats. Bad luck.
Yeah,
but again, gonna go this get a movie, car wash for as kind of you know by the numbers as it is. I love like the feelings it makes you feel when he does it. You're like, oh, you're fucked.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know? Like they do a good job of like getting the plot across.
So then Johnny Tran rolls up on the Toretto tent, and he's like, "Hey, Toretto, where'd he go? He's getting a car wash. It's a good line." And then it's like, "All right, cool." And it's like he's mad about that, and he's like, "I know you ratted on me. You knocked on me. They came into my family. They disrespected me.
I
was having lunch with my papa."
And then Toretto's like, "I never knocked on no one." And he comes and punches, and they brawl for a bit. And then security comes in, and they can barely keep it together.
Like, you're gonna stop Vin Diesel. You know what I mean? Even at this moment, even
he's still
in his,
a human
even
in
his Charmander phase, like there's no way that these fucking guys are gonna like hold him back.
He's not quite Riddick yet.
Yeah.
But they do stop it, and that's the thing. And okay, cool. And we're here at Race Wars, and there's a lot of bikinis and stuff going on. And then
they go out.
It's definitely like they just found people. It's not like they do so many shots of just like you know they're like oh we're going up the legs or whatever, but they're not like. Import tuner models or anything. It's just like, oh, that's just Sam extra. From math class.
Yeah,
like,
we had some extras. Who
yeah, well,
I mean,
they recorded this actually at the actual race course, right?
I understand that. But it's like, don't give us the weird, like, glory shots of just anybody.
Listen, man, for $38 million, you take what you can get.
Two important things to toss out, by the way. On the way to Race Wars, because remember, you got to do anything, Brian. Mm-hmm. You got to close this fucking case. I don't care if you have to spoil your secret identity. On the way to Race Wars over Shrimp, he gets all bitchy and tries to get Vin Diesel to tell him about it. And he says, let's see how you do at Race Wars. Great. Doesn't matter at all, really. But it's, hey, there is something going on.
Does he even race at Race Wars?
No.
Okay.
Number two is what's coming.
They only stayed one day.
In the trailer, he looks out. Jordana Brewster is trying to stop Vin from going on this very poorly timed DVD player chase because, like, it's daytime, like we're talking about.
It's the
you,
don't,
you have
man.
None of your gear. Yeah, it's the motherload.
You're missing one person.
We got to go get the motherload.
Was it daytime? Because at this point,
it's nighttime here.
It's nighttime. It's nighttime.
She is the only one, apparently, who can understand time and how long it'll take to get there.
And they're totally using, like, those filters to try to make it look as dark as possible, but it's like
blazing
it's
sun.
Fucking like 2 p.m.
Paul Walker stomps on out of there and he's like, Mia, where are they going? We gotta stop it. Mia, we gotta stop. We gotta stop it. Tell me where they're going. She's like, fuck off, Brian. I don't want to talk to you. And he's like, well, first off, aren't we kind of in love? Like, why would you treat me like this? Bring me into your circle. And then he's like, fine, fuck it. I'm a cop. It's bad. I don't know if you understand. At night, I get on the CB radio and I talk to every trucker who's gonna, and they're like, it's done. We're gonna start shooting people, which I would say probably a trucker would do it. Start one.
Just a normal
one. The first guy who comes through with the trident thing, like, you know what I mean?
It's not a, gun, not a trident.
Take another look.
Yeah.
No, it was definitely, it was like one spear thing on the top.
To try
and then two rods that hold the wire.
But that's a trident.
So only you're saying there's one thing and then two things.
Have you seen Aquaman?
Three.
But dunk, this dunk, is the only dunk, one that dunk, comes dunk, out. These are half a short like that.
So Mia's like, oh, I can't. But he's like, they're going to die. The truckers have guns now.
The way that he like tells her he's a cop is, I feel... So rushed. It's just like, well, hey, this whole thing I'm a cop, whatever. It's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You could have eased into
there's
that.
There's time for us later. It's about them now.
Here's the big problem is that like none of this was really set up, right? We had no idea that this next job was happening. It doesn't matter.
The
there's
mother
just load. Stakes in this. We just are told that it's the mother load. Like none of the first and second act of this film have pushed to this point at all. And that's really the problem. Because you would think, hey, if Jesse just took off, his life is now in like very much danger. In danger. We should probably not
Jesse
go
would be
on
the number
thing,
one thing. Yeah,
and
right?
Jesse should be the number one priority, which is where I thought when I watched the first time, I was like, oh, they're going to go after Jesse and it's going to be the big showdown between him and the bad guy, Johnny Tran. And then somehow they're going to have to, I guess, rob a fucking boatload of things. No, Jesse can wait. He's fine. Let's go to this thing that we've never heard of before that we don't really know why it's such a big load. Because we didn't set it up at all. We don't know. Right?
But when they get to the cars, they're like, nobody feels good about this mission. And Vince is forcing the mission. And even Michelle Rodriguez, it doesn't feel right without Jesse.
But that's the other problem, too, is like, they don't need this. Like, there's at no point do they say, like, oh, we're going to lose the family business unless
dude, they're gonna
we don't
go
know
on
why
vacation
they're
afterwards.
Robbing
they're going
these
to Mexico.
Things.
They want to go to Mexico.
But, like, but you know what I mean? Like, this, it's Mexico. Not usually in a movie like this, like, it's the one big score that takes care of whatever the big problem is in our lives that's going to help. But realistically, like, we have the power all the time to solve our own problem. So, no, this is just like, let's go rob another fucking truck. Why? Why?
Nick, the big problem is they're not rich. At the end of this, they're going to be rich.
But they're
solves
also
the problem.
For DVD sales?
Yeah, dude.
They're going to make like 20
you
grand
don't
on
remember
this split six ways.
In 2001, DVDs were the weight in gold.
It's terrible. So they have none of their gear, like their cool stealth black outfits. It's going to be daytime by the time they get it, but they're all like, they fucking go for it or whatever. Meanwhile, Brian's like, what do you got for me, Mia? I know it's out there. They just drive, and then he calls, and they triangulate with cell phone signals, which I think even today doesn't work the way it works in this movie, but no big deal. They head that way. The truck's heading that way. The guys are heading that way.
He's like, Mia, give me a cell phone number. She's like, no, just give me the cell phone number. Fine, here's the cell. I'm like, why wouldn't you have Dom? You don't have Dom's cell phone
number?
Yeah,
right. How long have you been hanging out with Dom now at this point?
Like, what the fuck?
Cell phones are pretty important. So they all go and they start trying to do the sloppiest mission of all time to get this in their fishnet shirts and whatever, nothing else. And they shoot the trident through the thing and they get up there. And then in the rearview mirror, Dom sees that this guy's got a shotgun. Oh, no. I never thought this through. We never thought anybody would fight back. All hell breaks loose. Vince gets wrapped up in the cord. He's slammed into the side of the truck. He's hanging there. Michelle Rodriguez is like, I'll distract him. She gets shot at once. She's like, holy shit, they shot at me. I'm going to fall back. All hell's breaking loose. Everybody's driving. Eventually, Michelle Rodriguez's car gets flipped over. She's okay, though. The other, double back for Letty. He double back for Letty. They get Letty in there. They put her in the car. They drive off.
Reattached
her
legs. Leon is just so in debt. I'm going to go get her. Flips a fucking bitch. I'm getting to go and get her. And then she goes after and gets her. I'm like, dude, relax, man. She's either dead or she's not. Jesus, Leon.
So that's all happening. Brian pulls up with Mia. They're going to do this thing. Vince has already fallen back or is about. Yeah, he's fallen back and he's going to get in the car with Leon. And so Brian saves Vince or whatever. The truck driver just blows the shit out of his whole truck. At no point stops to get a better shot. No, you know what I mean? Not even CB radioing for help or anything. No. Maybe that's just trucker code, though. I'm not sure.
Go down with the
rule of the road, man.
Yeah. This is, and you've seen it multiple times throughout this film, but this is the most egregious. Oh man, there's the stunt double. That guy doesn't look like Paul Walker at all. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Cut his hair a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's like, like, whoa, no, that's not
it's
anyway.
A bad way.
But they get Vince out of there, but his arm's all fucked up. He's all fucked
so
up.
So fucked up. Yeah. Shotgun blast to the side of his stomach,
he's
too.
He's dead.
Yeah. No, no,
no, no.
We can save him. So Brian reveals himself with the, hey, I'm a cop, and here's my badge number and all this shit. And this is when Vince is standing Dom's, over him, too. And Dom can't believe his eyes to find out this.
So which would have been an amazing reveal had he not already spoiled that moment about 20 minutes earlier in the phone with Jordana Brewster. Like, if they had somehow saved that for that one moment and both of them had to figure it out, it would have been a lot more
powerful.
Would
have been an even more amazing
Medevac
reveal.
Medevac flies on in and lands. Keanu they Reeves. Get him out. No cops have called. No cops have been called. No medics called the cops. Nobody called any more cops.
Weird.
Is Vince just gone from now on?
What do you mean?
Like, do we movie? Ever see Vince
again?
Oh, well,
we don't talk about the future. We don't talk about the future movies. We don't talk about the future movies. We don't talk about the future movies.
He just said no, so I think.
We don't know yet.
He's not in this movie anymore.
No, but like in
he's
any
talking
of the
about
other
in the future of the Fast and Furious, got which it. We don't talk about.
All right.
So then, no cops. They leave Brian there on the side of the road. The whole Totino's crew gets back in the car. They drive back to Totino's HQ house. Brian rolls back up and he's like, "Where is everybody?" And they're like, "They already fucking left." And Vin Diesel's got a shotgun. He's like, "Drop the gun." And he gets his gun out. And he's like, "I'm not coming for you. I gotta go find Jesse's out there somewhere. We gotta get Jesse."
Horrifying moment
again.
Jesse rolls
Wait,
up.
Now you're worried about Jesse?
Yeah. Now you're worried about Jesse. And then they're just like, fuck. We got to wrap up the Jesse storyline.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesse's here. Oh, Jesse's shot. Oh, shit. Cool.
Johnny Tran comes by. Everybody has spider sense for a second. Where they do like they like wrap around their head. Like,
hell yeah.
And they fucking blow Jesse away. Don't hit anybody else. Even though Vin Diesel's like not army crawling. He's like, what? You exercise. No, nobody exercises.
Oh, like bear crawls.
Bear crawls. That's it. Thank you. He bear crawls over there. Everybody's screaming. Jesse's fucking dead. And so, Vin Diesel takes off to go get him. Paul Walker takes off to go get them. They got the motorcycle chases going on and people are getting shot and falling down. Johnny Tran's killed eventually, though. That's where we're getting
just
to.
Just shot.
Luckily, the 47-year-old cousin is alive. And we look at him, and he gets up and just kind of scampers away. And we just know inherently, because this is good storytelling, that that guy has learned his lesson. He's never going to be a bad guy again.
I'm out. I'm good.
Thank God we fucking executed Johnny Tran, though.
That was really dramatic.
We killed two people after they killed one of our best friends, but I got to fucking race past this train. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and that's my main priority right
Vin
now.
Vin Diesel knows. I should say Dominic Toretto. Knows the jig's up. He's going back to jail. There's no way out of this one. So his plan here is, to race his dad's car that he's never driven because he's too frightened and have it get struck by the train and kill himself. He wants to die before he goes back to jail.
Was that what his plan was?
Yes.
I think he was just trying to run away.
That was absolutely not the plan.
Yeah,
that
was totally his plan.
What, what did you
That's
read?
That's how I saw it as.
He's running away. Yeah.
So why would he wait to run away over
because
the
train? Because he's trying to...
And why when he gets hit by the... When he afterwards get hit by the car, he's like, that's not how I saw that ending.
Well, he just meant... He didn't think a truck was going to come out.
I mean, he literally says in the movie, I'll die before I go back to jail.
I understand, but that's more away. Like a... I don't think that's a literal...
Yeah.
I think it's open for interpretation.
No.
Bear and I got the same idea. He was trying to race
Brian to run away from Brian because Brian's a cop.
But he's not trying to race, but why didn't he just run away?
That's what he was doing.
He stopped running away to race Brian.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like it's race culture. It's a different world.
He's
got to hurt.
When you're being, when there's a highway robbery and you're a trucker, you're not allowed to call a cop. Or else, the next bar, they make fun of you.
So they do this race thing, yeah, and like everybody gets through and they don't get hit by the train. And it's like, yay, and then he gets sideswiped by a Mack truck.
So fucking cool, man. This whole sequence is just fantastic.
And so then,
is it fantastic?
It is.
Hell yeah.
Because let me tell you one thing right now. They were like, oh, wow, I wish we had $1,000 more to get some high speed cameras so we could actually do slow motion. Instead, let's just multiply the frames over it. Yeah. Instead of having the actors actually act like this is an intense scene, Paul Walker is just smiling the whole time. And they just do that shitty, back in the
jittery
day
looking thing.
No, you know what it was? What it is actually is that they wanted to do slow motion, but that's expensive.
Yeah.
So you have to shoot high frame rate for that, a lot of film. So what they did was they just did a post effect that they slowed it down, and that makes it like that weird multi-framey shitty effect.
What they actually did, they recorded, it was each car going separately. And
I'm just
like
talking about the
close-up together.
I'm talking about the close-ups like of slow. Them inside where the camera was panning around them, but it was supposed to be slow motion.
But they
digitally slowed it down and it looked like dog shit.
To make it look like both the cars just missed the train. Like they shot each car separately and like layered shit on top of each other.
I'm sure they spent all the money on that effect instead of the slow-mo effect.
I mean, this scene would have been a lot cooler if it didn't ignore the last 5 minutes of the movie of like your friend just died. And then you avenged his death.
Did he die?
But you're still sad about your friend who died.
Yo, Jesse's fucking dead.
Yeah. Jesse's dead as hell. But it's like...
Jesse's dead.
Like, Jesse none of this scene makes sense to me. Like, I don't... None of the scene makes sense to me. It's so bizarre and weird and just...
Again, dude, you don't get race culture, dude. That's how they mourn.
Yeah.
They race together.
Like, this guy was at your barbecue every day, though. They barbecue every
day.
He's
like your little brother. But also in Race Wars,
once a week.
Again, he lives his life a quarter mile at a time. Nothing really matters unless it's that 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jesse, is if he's not in that time-space continuum of the 10 seconds of racing, doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter.
I only care about the past 10 seconds and the forward 10 seconds.
Yeah. Exactly. Just fuck that. Yes. Fuck that. Yes.
All right. Where are we at?
So are you looking up whether or not he died on purpose?
Well, I'm tweeting Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Hey, at Vin Diesel, at the end of Fast 1, was Dom's plan to get hit by the train and commit suicide, parentheses, because he said he died before going back
to
jail?
Or was he
just planning to race Brian and take off?
I mean,
I think he was just trying to beat the train and make Brian chicken out. That's what I thought he was trying
to do. That's what he was trying to
do. We'll see what happens with Vin Diesel.
I just thought it was interesting to say you die before you go back to jail.
Let's
and
see
then
what
you get yourself into a suicide situation.
We have an interesting connection to Vin Diesel.
We do.
Couple days, I think it was yesterday on Internet Explorers, I was talking about how Josh McCuga and his wife were at Nina Dobrev's 30th birthday party, which is fucking crazy. Girl from Degrassi. It doesn't matter. Vampire Diaries. The after party, this is not a fucking joke, was at Vin Diesel's house.
Yo!
So Josh McCuga's at Vin Diesel's house?
Yes.
Josh did he get his number?
So cool.
Probably not.
Did he even try to live my life a quarter mile at a time?
That's
so Vin's car is all fucked up. That's not how he saw that going, he says, which is open interpretation.
No,
and
it's not.
Brian gives him the keys to his car and says, I owe you a 10-second car. See you later. And we hear sirens, and Brian walks towards the sirens, and then it's the Fast and the Furious logo. And
too fast, too furious.
What's a 10-second car?
A car that can do the
quarter mile.
Thank you. 10 seconds. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like a four-minute mile.
But all of these races are supposed to be quarter mile.
10 seconds for 0-60 is not impressive,
is it? Quarter mile in 10 seconds.
Got it. Thank you.
There was an alternate ending.
And no, my car can do 10 seconds, 0-60.
Yeah, it's not good.
Called More Than Furious, in which Tanner drops Brian off the Toretto home where he encounters Mia packing, intending to move away. Brian reveals that he resigned from the LAPD, who let him go quietly, and that he wants another chance with her. When Mia tells him that it's not going to be that simple, Brian tells her he's got time. I'm really happy that he'd go with that ending.
It's weird, though, because at this point, if you let him go, you would literally be aiding and abetting a felon. So, like, I don't understand how he didn't get put in jail for this.
Well, nobody knows that. and he just lied. You know what I mean?
Compulsive liar.
The entire movie.
Yeah.
Lying a lot.
That's what I would have done too. I'm like, I just, he got away. He overpowered like
he was fucking fast.
Have you seen how fucking big he is? Look at how big he is. And plus, we didn't start incorporating jiu-jitsu until movie four.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm. There is no post-credit scene.
They have an awesome fight in four
for this movie. But keep in mind that some of the movies do have post-credit scenes.
Ooh.
So.
What? Well, this one sure had one, though.
What?
No.
This, yeah. The Netflix, I forwarded to the end. It had the one where he's like, he's driving out into the middle of the fucking.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, it did. What? It's the short.
It's just him.
It's just a random shot. He's like, I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
And he just, it's just him driving off to Mexico.
Yeah, he just drives. Huh. He's driving a dope ass, like, Chevelle.
It's the prequel to Los Bandoleros, right? Like,
No,
but.
So I'm jumping around a little bit here. There is, in fact, some extra credit. Next week's movie is Too Fast, Too Furious. Good Lord. Preparing everyone right now, it's definitely one of the worst. You got to get through it, though. You got to get through it. It's fucking worth it. But there's a little extra credit that if you want to complete this whole franchise. In between a couple of these movies, there's some supplemental content that'll help your understanding of the narrative.
Oh, my God.
And there's something called the Turbocharged Prelude for Too Fast, Too Furious that explains what happens between The Fast and the Furious and Too Fast, Too Furious.
Is it canon or is it some fan film?
Oh, it's canon.
That's canon.
It's real canon.
They did a short.
Yeah. Are you going to include Better Luck Tomorrow?
That we'll get there when we get there.
Yes.
But you should watch it. It's fucking horrible because the budget, I think, was $10.
Yeah.
But it explains a lot of things. We're introducing a new podcast within the podcast today that you can be a part of. Andy, hit the theme song.
All right, guys. I'm going to need you to clap along for this one, all right? No, hold on. Thanks for the applause, guys.
Picture yawn here, Drew.
Thanks for the applause. Haiku in review. Haiku in review. Everybody, haiku in review. Haiku in review.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you want
welcome.
7 syllables for the middle and 5 for the first and last line. If you're not poetic, don't need to fret it. Fuck. Haikus don't need to rhyme. Haiku in review. Haiku in review.
How much do you hate
review
this right now, Greg?
That was great.
Dude, that was so good.
I had 5 minutes of prep before the show to make 2 theme songs. And he's a fucking lyrical professional. Genius.
Watch my cafe.
You like that line? If you're not poetic, don't need a friend.
Great. You're great.
Yeah, that was good. Appreciate doesn't even need to rhyme. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of Haiku Reviews, where you can write your review of the Fast and Furious movies. But it has to be in haiku form.
Sure.
Now, we didn't have enough time to let you guys prepare them for this week. But I'm letting you know, if you are a bronze member on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you too can submit your haiku review starting next week with Too Fast, Too Furious. What's up?
Haiku in review.
Haiku in review. Exactly. We're currently at $58,000 on patreon.com/kindoffunny. The entire month of January, we're crowdfunding to do a whole bunch of different things. We're well on our way to that 75K getting us to London. Ooh. Gia Harris. Loved this haiku and review idea so much that she was like, I am going to up my pledge to $5 a month to become a bronze member because I want to go to London.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, that's fair. Joy. She submitted 4 haikus.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like a lot.
Just submit one, but she submitted 4 just to get you guys an idea of what we're looking for here, okay? Brian wants to know, how's the tuna fish today? But it's from a can. That was number 1.
That's great.
Number 2, Mia wants a drink. Brian hands her a Snapple. Give the girl some wine.
Does Jan know how to reviews work?
Number 3, civics these under trucks.
These are deep.
Barbecues with family. Are those VCRs? Yeah. And finally, this movie wins by an inch or maybe a mile. Winning's winning, right?
Winning's
nice.
Winning.
Hey!
Nice.
I love
Can
it.
You outdo Gia Harris Fantastic. And her poetic skills? Let us know next week. Bronze members. Greg Miller?
Yeah. Hit it, Andy.
What? Oh shit. Dun 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 down.
Ragu.
Dun 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 down.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Ragu Bagu Vids. That's right, Rad Guys Talk Bad Guys, the original podcast within a podcast, except no substitutes. Vote everything else down. Burn the world. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Big Dog Kev Coella.
Oh,
and Little Dog Andy Cortez.
Oh, Kevin's back for season 3?
Yeah, shut up, dude. Yeah, shut up, dude. Cool.
You know what I mean?
Do a little, Nick, do a little bark.
Who?
Do a little bark.
I can do a little bark too.
If you didn't know, each and every week we rate the bad guys in the Fast and the Furious universe. Today on the table, Johnny Tran.
Yeah,
dude.
Who's number 1?
Yeah, but
he's got
also,
good motivation. You know, he's got a family. He's taking care of his fucking weird ass cousin that's 45. He's just still hanging out with him.
Gun crazy.
Also
cousin.
Dead.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Super dead.
Real quick. Was he like the bad guy? I get that he's like an antagonist, but like, I feel like Dominic Toretto's the bad guy.
I feel like the VCR's the bad guy.
But that, the thing with that
so
is,
tempting.
He's like the anti-hero. Because at the end of the day, Johnny Tran is the bad guy. Johnny Tran shoots people, kills people on the good guy's side. Sure. So I think he's the bad guy.
And dude stole his car. You know what I mean? He never delivered the car.
Right, but maybe don't kill him. Like,
that's a good point. Maybe
racing culture, dude.
I don't know. We don't understand it.
I think you could capture him and beat him up. But like not shoot at him.
I feel like they've done that already.
Anybody else in the way
have the car
because they're just fucking.
They were all over the place with those ooze. Yeah. Those ooze were
drive-bys. You know that's how they work.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what though, man. Once you have an Uzi, you want to use it.
You want to use it. Yeah.
They're Uzis.
Yeah. Don't get an Uzi, people. Don't get an Uzi.
So Johnny Tran, number one. We'll see how he fares next week.
Wow,
what a fun time. Now it's time to review. Oh, do we have? We don't need the image now.
No, it's number one.
I forgot. I have
to make it for next week.
Really sad that I have to do all that bullshit again.
Wow.
Every week.
Fuck, I just hate that stupid
shit.
Just
fucking. Sorry.
Like the layout.
Just do the Spider-Man graphic.
Yeah, just fucking cares.
Done.
Just put Vin Diesel on
Spider-Man. But make it match the color in the background because I feel like
so obviously, this is number one by default because it is the only one. But. What a fun movie. What a dumb movie.
Dumb.
But like,
way better than I
remember. Where this goes, I love seeing how true they stay to certain elements and how far they go from others. And it's just, I feel like this movie works as a whole, has a lot of weird issues, but it's not bad.
I agree.
It's fun. On the Nick Scarpino patented scale, it is smack dab in the middle. It is a good, bad, dumb fucking movie.
Totally.
And it's
totally.
It's one of those ones. When we were in London, it was on whatever weird ass London station they had. And I popped on and watched it for a while. It's that kind of movie. Oh, it's on USA. It's on TBS. Sure. What's going on with it? Yeah. Oh, I remember this thing. Oh, it's good. Yeah, and it's a great period piece for where we were in 2000.
Hell yeah, it was.
I mean, Letty's sunglasses alone. Oh, just that time capsule.
She's dressed just like Lita, like her G-string over her hips and her like saggy
so
hands.
Bad.
Oh, man.
So Barrett, stupid.
This is your first time watching this movie.
Yeah, it is.
What are your thoughts?
I really liked it. I've refused to watch most of these movies except for Fast and Furious, Fast 4.
It's a weird choice.
Yeah, very weird choice.
I went with a group of friends who really wanted to go see it, whatever. But going back to this one, it was really fun. There was like definitely some things back in 2001.
A lot of dumb shit. Yeah, dropping that homophobic slur.
Yeah, like in the first 10 minutes, I was like, ooh, this ain't it. Yeah. But I had a lot of fun. I liked Brian as kind of like the main central point. I didn't know that Paul Walker's character was like one of the main characters.
Oh, yeah.
And Vin Diesel, he's a fun guy. And Vin Diesel.
What a fun guy.
2001 Vin Diesel is like.
Something special.
It's the best.
It's something special.
He defines 2001. When I think 2001, I think Vin Diesel and the cutoff shirts.
Yeah. Are you excited for the future of this franchise?
From what I've heard, I'm not excited for next week.
Yeah, next week's going to be tough for all of us.
I am excited for Tokyo Drift. And I'm excited for everything post.
Yeah, everything after that's great.
Fast 5.
That's not
next
true.
Week.
Barrett, start running the lower
4 is not bad.
4 is undeniably bottom 2.
I am more looking forward to 4 than I am to looking forward to the to
what
three?
I remember of 4 is that it's
yeah,
boring.
2 and
as 4
are the bottom.
Yeah, I'm just I got to get through 2. But I will say 2 gives us Ava Mendez, who love that she comes back multiple times.
Spoilers!
Don't do this, Nick.
How is it hard not to talk about the future?
She comes back like once. It's like a fucking cameo.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kind of Funny in Review. Fast and Furious in Review. The next movie is Too Fast, Too Furious. And watch it next week. If you want to contribute your haiku in review, be a bronze member at patreon.com/kindoffunny. Until next week.
Drive safe.
Wow! I got one home!
That was good. That was really good.